Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
About 2 months ago, I spoke with Carol Liston O'Connor and her husband Liam about Carol's motor neuron disease diagnosis. And since that interview, we keep getting calls in asking, how is Carol and how are the family and how are they all getting on? So I'm thrilled to say that Carol and Liam are both back with us in studio this morning, both looking splendid. Good morning to you both, and you're great. Great to join us once again in studio. We really appreciate it. Carol, I have to start with you. You've been to the States since we last spoke. What kind of treatment are you getting? And I know it's too early to say how it's going, but what kind of treatment is it?
It's hard to even describe. It's all exploratory treatments. The doctor that I'm working with looks at like all the trials that have gone on all over the world, and she then experiments with the results of them trials and tries them out on MND patients.
So you're a bit of a guinea pig.
Yeah, I don't mind.
And how did you get involved with that doctor? Is that something you had to search out yourselves?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I nearly drove myself mad researching when I first got diagnosed. But you know what? Like the world of medicine has nearly proven that there is no cure.
Okay.
But for your own mental health, even going to America and feeling like you're actually physically doing something to help yourself gives you like a bit of a boost and encouragement.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. I mean, even if, okay, for now, we don't have a cure. We don't know where that's going. Because there's so many trials and so many wonderful brains out there. But even if it keeps your symptoms at bay or improves some of your symptoms, like all of those are a win.
Oh, like in the textbook, there is no winning with this disease. But like, how I feel, and I suppose the slow level of progression that I have had over the last 18 months, one would question as to whether the outside the box things that I'm doing are working.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Okay.
But every day I feel better for trying than just accepting that that's it, like that there is nothing I can do.
And Liam, where in the States did you end up going? Where is it?
It's in near Fort Lauderdale, near Miami, actually.
Oh, near Miami. Yeah. So into Miami you fly.
Yeah.
Very different to the Irish hospital system. We hear about the States, and we hear about how expensive it is, I think more than anything else, they'll even charge you for a plaster. Is it very different?
It's cost a lot of money, but it has given Carol hope, you know, because we'd no hope at all here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's given her hope, and we've met a lot of patients from all over the world with this disease, and we're in contact with them all the time through Facebook, and we've our own group now, and we see what's working, what's not working, so we're in contact with them, what they're trying, and it's just unbelievable.
That's what the hope is all about.
Yeah.
So is the plan, Carol, to go back to the States?
Yeah.
She says with a smile.
I'm watching my calendar ticking off the days now.
When are you back again?
Around the middle of May.
Middle of May, okay. What's the travel like for you? Is that comfortable, uncomfortable?
Sure,
is it difficult?
When you have 5 children at home, 9 hours on a plane, just the 2 of us is bliss. We sit back and watch a movie and have a snooze.
And they bring your food to
delivered.
You're exactly the same as me on long haul flights. Most people give out about them. I'm sitting there and everything has been brought to me, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now I have to talk to you about when you first joined us in the studio about 2 months ago. Main reason obviously was to talk about your diagnosis, but was also to talk about fundraising, which has just absolutely blown up. You're getting support not just from your area, but it's even from outside. Are you amazed by the support?
Well, I'll tell you, my whole faith has been restored in humanity. Like, I think since COVID, like, everyone kind of went into their own eggshell and just weren't getting out there and doing things. Well, I'll tell you, not no more.
Yeah.
The support that we have got has been phenomenal. Like, when you stop and think about it, our government, neither nor I, are entitled to no benefit from the government. So we're there with 5 children, Liam can't work. My job, I was paid my sick leave and that was it.
You were a secondary school teacher.
Yeah. And then here we are facing the world like with empty pockets like. And then a group of friends come along and say, right, it's time to do something for you. And like we initially agreed to one night with Liam O'Connor in the Dermanin, how foolish was I? Oh my God, it just exploded. It grew arms and legs.
Yeah.
And like, we are so grateful to everyone who spent an hour at the side of a road or brushed up a road or made a sandwich or put their hands in their pockets. Like, I have no doubt that God is looking down on all of them people.
Yeah. Just to give an example, because I'd be conscious of people of outside the area, this is just an example of some of the events that was held. There was a 24-hour run in Killeedy. There was a darts tournament, table quiz, wax, shave and dye. And I saw some poor old man getting his head shaved. God help him. And he sat there and just let every bit of hair be shaved off. There was a poker night, coffee morning, car wash, sponsored walk, Cheltenham Buster, not too sure what that was. There was a basketball blitz. soccer tournament, cookery demonstration. There was plays. There was no uniform day. Bake sales. There was a duck and a geese night. What was that?
The village of Aden, where I come from.
Yeah.
And a man owned a pub, and his pub was right beside the river.
Yeah.
And he used to fundraise every year to keep the river stocked with ducks and swans.
Okay.
And when he passed on, they continued, but now they donate whatever they raise.
Okay. I was really starting to wonder what the... Yeah. And of course...
You're not the first.
You had the big night in the Devon Arms with Liam O'Connor. That looked like a mighty night, Liam, was it?
Did you go?
Did you go yourselves?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, says Carol, of course I was at it. Great. He's brilliant live, though.
Like his energy, if you could only bottle and sell it.
Yeah.
An amazing man, and his family are just fabulous.
And last week, was it last weekend, there was the Croagh-Patrick climb?
The weekend before.
Was that a nod to Charlie Bird kind of thing
yeah.
as well?
Yeah. Look, a lovely woman at home, Joanne Walsh, she instigated it and put hours and hours of hard work into it. But unfortunately, Storm Kathleen had other plans.
That weekend.
Now, because it was over Easter holidays,
yeah.
A few of us that had booked accommodation went up anyway. And on the Friday afternoon before the storm, they got a lucky window. A group of about 20 people.
There's no stopping them.
Liam, and we had five young children. And one 11-year-old, two 9-year-olds and two 7-year-olds.
And they climbed. And you were lucky you got down before Storm Kathleen, or you'd have been blowing off the top.
Yeah.
Talking of young kids, you of course have five children. Uh-huh. Remind us of their names and their ages.
So Ellie Mae is 11, Molly is 9, Limo 7, and Paddy and Mikey are nearly 5.
The twins. Yeah. How are they doing, and how are they coping with Mammy not being fully right?
Do you know what? It's not till something like this happens in your home that you realise how resilient children are. Like, this is now normal to our children. And thankfully, we have enough family and friends around that help with all the going to training and all them jobs. And we have enough help at home for their clothes and food and all that. But like, they just treat me as mom, and we just get on with things. Everywhere I can go with them, I go. And like, homework is done the same every evening as every other house, and we just get on with it.
And they're very young as well to fully understand.
Well, the implications. They all understand like what is wrong.
Yeah.
But like, we haven't worried them with the fear of how short a lifespan I may have, because we don't know ourselves.
Yeah. And they're too young.
So why you put worry on them?
Yeah.
That they don't need at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Your positivity, Carol, was the one thing that oozed out of you the first time we met. And it's still there. Do you ever get dark moments? And if so, how do you come back from that?
Liam and the lads.
Yeah.
Like, they just give me so much hope. And like, it's hard to explain it. Like, I'm still here. Like, I'm still me. I'm no different. Okay, I can do what I used to be able to, but like when I do get upset, and I do, I just have to pull myself back, or Liam pulls me back, and Carol, like, we don't know what tomorrow will bring. Stop worrying about tomorrow, living today, like.
And none of us know. None of us know what tomorrow will bring.
No.
And Liam, for you, I mean, do you feed off that sort of positivity that she does have when you do manage? When, but you must get dark moments as well. There must be times when it's just tough.
Yeah, it is tough at times, but just the lads are keeping us going, and just so busy with everything. I suppose at night when we lie into bed, and just the worst part.
Yeah, but you have each other.
When you think about everything.
Stay positive, that's all you can do. And then
the other side of it is people say, Carol, your house is like a train station. But like that all helps.
Yeah.
You know, all our friends calling all the time. Like all my friends, if I'm upstairs in bed, they come up and jump in with me and that's normal now in our house.
And the kids are loving that, I imagine, having so many people around.
Oh, like, it's like a party all the time. Rent a crowd.
Now, have your fundraisers coming up, Liam? Is there anything else coming up?
Yeah, the Carol School, Desmond College now have, Carol's obviously teaching Desmond College, and they have a table quiz on Thursday night in Whelan's Bar in Castle West.
Okay.
And there's also a table quiz Saturday night in Malik's Bar in Milford.
Mm-hmm.
And that's nearly it. There's a Fitzgibbon family from Newmarket, actually, and they had a family member that died from motor neurons, and they're organising a night at the Dogs on the 6th of July, and all donations are going to Carol, and we don't even know the family, but they came to us.
Isn't that amazing?
And
the GoFundMe is
still up and running.
Remind me of the name of it again. It's
Carol Liston O'Connor.
Carol, if you put in Carol Liston O'Connor, it comes up if anybody wants. And I always say with the GoFundMe pages, the small, it's great to get the big ones. If you have loads of money, great, we'd love it. But even just the small donations, they're the ones that
they're the backbone, they're the ones that
keep it all going. And as I knew we would be having loads of texts coming in just saying what an amazing person you are. Somebody is saying what a fantastic attitude that lady has. That lady is Carol Liston O'Connor. And someone else says what a lovely lady. Tell her that she will be in my prayers. And a lot of people, do you have faith? Are you a woman of faith?
The way I describe it is I'm a good Christian, but probably not a good Catholic.
There's a lot of us in that camp.
Yeah, there's
a lot of us in that camp. Okay, listen, we will talk again. In the meantime, I really, really appreciate you both taking time out to join us in studio today. Good luck with the next trip to the States.
Thank you.
And we'll speak again. Carol Liston O'Connor and her gorgeous husband, Liam. Thank you both for joining us in studio.
Good morning.
Cork Today on C103.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.